down to it. And after another little mini hiatus, little thing, because of I was in the land of Narnia here. We didn't have any internet. But now I'm back. Got some internet. And we're here recording the show. I'm very excited. I'm in a good mood here. I just ate some cookies and playing Package Delivery Simulator. I know Jason just ate dinner, so I think we're all doing pretty good.
Yeah. I'm great.
Rick, are you doing good?
I'm doing well.
Nice.
I'm ready.
Cool.
Let's do this.
I will warn our audience that you may hear some strange noises that sound, I don't know, somewhat like a Wampa from Star Wars or perhaps a Yeti. It's just my dog.
There we go.
What kind of dog is it? I like that.
She's Alaskan Malamute.
Oh, that's a big dog.
Yeah, she's a big girl.
Man.
Wow. So, yeah, let's get down to it. We have a couple news items we're going to touch on. I really like the structure we used last time, where we just kind of talked about a couple of the games we were playing a little bit more in depth, and we kind of just BS'd about some news items, and then that was it. I think it went well.
Instead
of trying to, you know, fit in tons and tons of news.
Definitely. So, plus, the news this time of year is not that great anyway.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
The Nintendo download isn't your favorite thing? I look forward to that every week. Unironically, I look forward to the download every week.
Do you like Five Nights at Freddy's?
No.
Well, then you didn't like this week's Nintendo download.
No, there was some other stuff on there.
Yeah, not really.
Yeah, no, I resent that statement. There's a lot.
All right.
I'm pulling it up, too. Okay, we got it.
So.
Earth Knight looks great, also.
Earth Knight?
Yeah, it's not going to be available until Tuesday?
Yeah, December 3rd.
That's okay.
But it's the platformer. It's got, like, hand-drawn art. It's basically, I remember they showed it during an indie, or it might have even been at E3. It's like you have to skydive back to Earth, and like you run and you platform on backs of dragons through the sky. It's cool. It looks cool.
Okay.
It looks like a neat little platformer.
Yeah.
Eric, I don't think they use Nindies anymore.
That is a branding folly, because that was a great little term that they had.
That was a good one.
Yeah, I don't think they use it, though, because I think in the last couple of press releases, there was no Nindies to be found.
That's weird.
That's really sad. I like that a lot. You know, here we are. Speaking of the Nintendo download, I think we can talk about this here a little bit. We'll talk about it more a little bit later, but Nintendo had their, or currently has, at least in the U.S., their Black Friday cyber deals with some pretty good stuff. I picked a couple games up from there, so I guess we can talk about that when we're talking about cyber deals. But good stuff. Glad to see some discount. Skyrim's 50% off. You know, that's how that goes. Doom is also 50% off, so if you want to get Doom 2000 for $30, you can do that.
Yeah, that's a good deal. I think also Wolfenstein 2 is half off.
Yeah, I think so.
Which is great, because that's never on sale.
Yeah. So, we got some cool stuff, and I'll talk more about what I got. Earth Knight looks good. I might not pick it up on Tuesday, but I'm gonna look at it on Tuesday. That's a promise. Especially since I picked up Death's Door, probably won't pick it up. But there we go.
You can glance at it on Tuesday.
Yeah, well, I can glance at it right now. I am.
Big talk.
Also, the big online storefronts announced their free games for next month. There's some good ones, and there's some, you know, they tried ones.
Yeah, definitely.
I missed most of this.
I forget what Xboxes are, but I know PlayStation is getting a really good one, and then one that kind of makes you scratch your head.
Okay.
The one that makes you scratch your head is like the motocross game. It's like Monster Energy Motocross or something.
Hey,
like that.
Come on.
What do you mean?
Those are quality games.
I mean, maybe they are, but it still makes me scratch my head why they would give it out for free.
What was the other one?
I'm trying to pull up the article right now.
Oh, okay. I think Microsoft has Jurassic Park Evolution, don't they?
Yes. Yes, yeah. They do.
Definitely getting that, because I traded mine away.
Oh. Well, having trouble finding it, which, you know, works. But I remember...
They have that new DLC coming out. You know, the Jurassic Park, like, throwback DLC, so I gotta get that.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah, that looked cool. You can get structures and stuff from the original movie, right?
That's right.
That's cool. Well, Rick, do you know what Xbox's games are?
Yeah, they are Insane Robot, which is kind of a robot fighting card game. And then they're getting, that's the beginning of this month for the Xbox One. And then the Xbox 360 game is Toy Story 3. And then later in the month, they get, whatchamacallit? We just said it. Holy moly.
Brain Jurassic Park?
Jurassic Park Evolution.
And a world, then, I guess.
Castlevania, Lord of Shadows, Mirror of Fate. So.
Oh, that's really good.
Is it? It looks
yes,
like,
it is really
looks
good.
Like it's like a 2D, looks like they 3D, 2D it, so it looks really
yeah.
good.
It's the, you know, it's the Lords of Shadow universe, but it's done like, more like classic as Castlevania games.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, definitely some good ones, I think. Some decent ones, so.
Yeah. I just pulled up PlayStation. The other one, the other big one for PlayStation is Titanfall 2.
That's right.
You should play that if you like shooters. And
hell yeah.
The official title of the other one is Monster Energy Supercross, the official video game.
Excellent.
So, if you want that. And then finally,
and I do.
Twitch Prime for next month. It's getting some good stuff. It's getting a bunch all throughout the month, but some of the standout ones I think include ToeJam & Earl Back in the Groove. That's a good one.
Back
that's going to be
Groove
today. Rocket League in games. There's a in game stuff for tons and tons of stuff. Contra,
yeah.
Fighters, Mobile Legends, Rocket League.
I think the Sherlock Holmes game is worth mentioning too, because that was the last one, right?
I totally missed that. Yeah. The devil, yep, Sherlock Holmes, the Devil's Daughter is there as well. And then Ski Lifts Go Wrong. And I've also heard that hue, as in like the color term for like, you know, painting or whatever, is pretty good. So that's, I think it's a puzzle one.
Mm.
And then, yeah, there you go. So
what's the deal with Hover? You ever hear of that?
Never heard of that, actually. I was just about to ask you guys.
Never heard of it.
I'm going to let you know right now. I'm looking at it up. Looking it up right
Do
now.
It.
Game. Here we go. You can tell that we really come here really prepared.
Yes.
Hell Hover. Yeah.
You can combine bumper cars and capture the flag. Oh, wait.
Ooh.
This game, that was released in 1995. So
oh, that's okay.
The new one is not. That's not the new one, though. That's not this one. That's not the one that got.
What?
What was that?
That's not the free one.
Oh.
It's a parkour game.
Okay.
In a futuristic 3D open world.
Whoa.
Okay.
So that sounds neat. Anyway, I feel like those things, that's for you. Fun fact, at Hershey Park in Pennsylvania, Geico sponsors the bumper cars.
Wow.
They're funny. It's kind of fun.
That's excellent. You know, Geico also has a huge presence at every New York Comic Con.
Really?
There's also an odd Geico thing. Yeah, a huge. Huge. They have a gigantic booth.
Interesting.
Yeah, and they give away like t-shirts, and there's usually like some kind of like attraction for you to like walk through or like to play video games or something like that.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's weird. Probably more weird.
These companies show up in like the weirdest spots. But, you know.
Yeah. I think there was a Ford Focus thing for like a couple of years running at New York Comic Con too. It's just like weird stuff. Doesn't make any sense.
No.
Then there was a dance party. This year there was a dance party. That was weird.
Really?
I never saw that before. Yeah, like when you first walk into the Javits Center, like right before you hit the escalators to go up to the show itself, there was like a booth right there. There's some booths out just scattered around. And there was a booth right there with music blasting. And just like this small group of people who like you could just walk up if you wanted to. And they were just dancing, just weird, just not Perfect. Like any sort of cohesive anything, just dancing. It's very strange.
That sounds great.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, that's fun. I like dance.
Oh, you know, also speaking of free games, I don't think anybody really talks about this, but the Epic Games Store, for all the crap it gets on the PC, they give out free games like all the time.
Really?
I've never bought anything from them, and I think I have like a 10 or 12 game library. In maybe since summer, they give away a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you know, I remember that. That was one of the reasons that people that they get in the news so often, they get crap.
That's one of the reasons?
No, that's one of the reasons they get talked about a lot.
But then they
get crapped on because
it's Epic.
Yeah. Yep.
but I don't know. I never heard anybody talk about that. But anyway, I guess people are talking about it. So there
you go.
Damn it, Eric! You've made a fool out of me again.
No, it's not that nobody talks about it. I mean, you're right. It doesn't get too much attention. I feel like the only places I've seen it get attention are like the game subreddits or whatever. Whenever somebody's mad that things going exclusive, and then you always get the defenders who are saying. Well, they get free games, so
yeah,
that's all.
Yes. Anyway,
something really only deserves an anyway is Half-Life. Alyx is coming to VR. It's Half-Life continuation.
Yes.
I wanted VR Half-Life. Yay.
Who doesn't love VR?
I hate it.
Oh, man.
I think everyone does at this point. There's like a few boosters. You'll hear people who harp on it all the time, but it's not. I feel like this was DOA.
Yeah.
And it's just stayed that way. Like, nothing has happened. There's a few interesting games, really nothing big. This is probably the biggest thing to come along for VR, and I don't think this is going to sell any headsets.
Yeah.
At least not that many.
So crazy that they took this route.
Yeah, and it's going to launch alongside Valve's Index, which is their headset.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I guess the idea is this is a system seller, but I just don't think it is. I can't see that.
Yeah.
Why not just go the whole way then and make it Half-Life 3?
Because they're not interested in Half-Life 3, Jason. They're interested in making a VR game.
I think they realized if they would have made Half-Life 3, they would have, I don't know, I think the internet would have exploded.
It's possible.
VR only.
Yeah, I mean, think about that. Oh my god. Oh, yeah. Well, if you want to sell exclusive. These... Yeah, oh man. If you want to sell these stupid headsets, that's probably the best thing to do.
I don't think Half-Life 3 would push headsets at this point. Mm. I mean, you have some people who might, but I think it's more of a joke than anything else now. I think it's past its prime.
Oh, man. It's become a meme.
Exactly. Yeah. People don't care. I certainly don't care.
I sort of care.
Are you going to play it?
Alex?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably, because well, didn't they say it's coming out on consoles? Oh, no, they didn't.
It wasn't.
Exclusive. I see Oculus and Vive. I thought they announced it for PSVR.
Oh. Well, if they announced PSVR, I could see myself maybe eventually trying it.
No, you can't.
I don't know what the future holds for me.
You're not buying a PSVR. I wish I didn't buy a PSVR.
If PSVR goes on sale for like $10.
Well, yeah. I mean, listen, if things were fair, Best Buy would be selling it for what, like $40-something?
Cause right.
They only give you $18.
Yeah, honestly.
Oh my. Poor VR.
Yeah. I think Alex is also compatible with Microsoft's headset.
All right.
I believe I just heard that the other day, that augmented reality thing they have, which is like $6,000.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
That's easy.
It's a nice, easy cost of entry.
All right. Oh, wow.
Well, anyway, I would like to play this. Anyway, I'll leave it at that. Even though it looks gimmicky.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
You can grab a head crab out of the air and throw it out the window.
Woo. That sounds exciting.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
I don't really care.
At least you're honest.
There you go.
Yeah. How about more VR goodness? Let's talk about more.
Is there such a thing as VR goodness?
Oh, this one is the PSVR too. Yay!
Oh, I might play this one eventually.
It's go. No, you won't.
Stop saying that.
It's Golem.
What is it? Ah, yes.
Do you know about the Golem?
I don't know. What about it? Tell me about it.
I don't know much about it either. But apparently you play as someone who is bedridden, but can jump into the bodies of these giant golems and, I guess, beat up bad guys. I don't know.
Dang.
That's it.
That's it.
Cool.
The trailer isn't really in depth. I don't know much about this game, but anyway, that's the thing. But it's getting a retail release, which is exciting because
do PSVR games not get retail releases?
No, they do.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know. It was. I don't know.
That works.
Anyway, there we go. Golem. More PSVR games. I really couldn't. What do we got? We got Carrion. This game looks fun.
Yeah, it does.
Yes.
Pumped for this game.
I'm going to get this when it comes out on the Switch.
Yeah.
I want to.
It's coming out on the Switch?
Yeah, I heard that it was.
Nice.
Maybe I was wrong, but... Anyway. Megan did a quick little review of the demo here. And this looks like a good little fun little thing.
It's so weird looking.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Not that it's bad. It's just, wow.
It's going to be fun, I think. I'm really excited for it. And it's going to be part of Xbox Game Pass. That's pretty exciting.
There you go.
So I'm pretty pumped.
That is cool.
Looks really different too. So looks like the thing on steroids.
Yeah. That looks cool.
Yeah.
Is there a story behind this, or is it just like a puzzly type thing?
I don't know. I guess like from what Megan's review said is like you kind of, I guess you can like read the story, but there's no like, which we'll call videos.
So. Okay. Okay.
Right. And so. It's basically you're this creature and you are trying to escape the lab and involves murdering people.
Yeah.
But it looks cool.
It looks really fun.
Yeah, like Rick, kind of like the thing.
Yeah, very nice.
Mm-hmm. So, I think that's slated for release next year.
Yep.
Cool.
I believe so.
Actually, I didn't realize it, but apparently we posted a Beholder 2 review too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shoot, really?
Which did not get a terribly good store.
Ooh. Oh. So, I didn't even see that. Here we go.
Yeah.
Was that from Mac?
Yeah. Beholder 2 on PS4. He gave it a 64, which is, I mean, it's not hideous, but
yeah.
He said the gameplay he gave a 35.
Wow.
Yeah. Yikes.
Doesn't look like it's
did
very
he play
fun.
The original?
Did he?
I thought he did.
Oh, you know what? You might be right.
Or was that you, Eric? I don't know.
I think it wasn't Mac, me. Because I remember when that came out and I let him take it.
Yeah.
I think he liked that a lot. If I remember
that's
correctly.
What I recall. So I wonder why he didn't like this one.
Hmm. Terrible gameplay.
Yeah.
There you go. That's why. And also, my Megaquarium review should have gone up. I have it saved in the drafts on the website. I just need to do a quick edit through and actually post it.
Okay.
Got it.
That's up there.
I'm excited for Samurai Showdown on the Switch.
When does that come out?
Let's see that here. Next year. Early 2020.
Mm, cool. You gonna grab that?
Yeah, I think so. I was going to buy it on Xbox actually, but I'll wait.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a good get for it.
Nice.
Cool. So, if you guys picked up anything good for Cyber Monday or Black Friday, even?
No, I didn't pick anything up. Let's see if you guys knew of anything.
I might get one thing. There's a quarter scale Pac-Man cabinet. Yeah, GameStop has it for $99, and I have $75 worth of rewards I could cash in. So I'm thinking about picking that up, but they don't sell it online. You have to find a store that carries it, and I'm so far too lazy to drive to the two stores around me that have it. So. I may get that for Cyber Monday tomorrow. I may. It's a possibility.
Yeah. There
you
go.
What about you, Eric?
I didn't get anything like physical, but I did get three games on Switch through their Cyber deal.
Oh.
I got for their like Black Friday Cyber eShop deal. I got Rock of Ages 2, which has been on my list for a while, and it was like 50% off. I got Don't Starve for the Switch, which includes expansions. That was like 50% off.
Oh, nice.
Nudy Original Sin 2, which was
20%.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm really digging that one so far.
I wanted to play that. Is it good?
Yeah. So far, yeah.
Excellent.
Really in-depth character creations. It's good. It's good. If you like you know, it's less like D&D than Baldur's Gate, like, obviously. But if you like that style game, like isometric,
yeah,
true role-playing, you'll like it.
It's turn-based?
Yep. Well, combat's turn-based. And it's not turn-based until you initiate combat.
Okay.
So you can do all this stuff and set up a bunch of crazy stuff. Like, there's some fun exploits. But then, it won't be turn-based until you actually attack. Or I guess if you enter if you enter into a scene that's combat locked, like it's a boss, then mm-hmm. that would be the beginning. But yeah, it's turn-based.
That's cool.
But it's fun.
Neat.
Cool. Right.
And I guess that's it.
Yeah.
I got a good deal at the hotel I stayed at this weekend. I think that was a Black Friday sale. Booked it. That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
A Black Friday sale on hotel room?
Yes. I think.
Wow. That sounds pretty unique.
Yeah. Well, I was looking and I was like, this is cheap. Let me look at it. And it's like cyber sale. I was like, oh, okay.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's good.
You can't beat a good cyber sale.
No. Not at all. But, yeah. Try not to spend that money. Doing all right.
That's what I'm trying to do, too.
So, what are you guys playing? I know Rick recently finished the Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. I beat Star Wars Fallen Order. Jedi nice. Fallen Order. Yeah, it was pretty good. I really liked it. It was a pretty good story. The ending's a little abrupt, I thought, but overall, it's pretty good. All the last battles are really fun, too. Where are you at, Jason?
I'm not too far, honestly. Stopped right at, I played actually, I think, a pretty good deal of Dathomir. But finally, it just got to be too much, and I got out of there. So I'm on the home world of those other people, the ancient alien race. I forget the name.
Yeah,
of it.
Yeah, Zappo or something.
Yeah, like yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm on their home world. So
gotcha.
The Yoda species.
No.
Oh shoot.
No, sir.
Negative. By the way, it just continues to boggle my mind that there's no baby Yoda toys out there since they're so popular.
Right.
The character is so popular, you know? It blows my mind.
I saw that they'll be out for Christmas.
They will not.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've been reading some conflicting reports. Yeah, last I saw there won't be any.
Yeah, they're saying next year.
Oh, I misread. I thought stupid. I saw that originally, but then I saw that they like updated it and that they were going to get it out.
I don't think so.
Interesting.
It just blows me away because I understand like what we were talking about last week, you know, with like you don't want to spoil the surprise or anything like that, but it's still it just shocks me because they could have made so much money off of that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Imagine all the little kids. You know, they could have done a 1-2 punch to Disney Store with that. If they're trying to market the boys and girls thing, they could have been like, get your little boy a Yoda, a baby Yoda, get your little girl an Anna or Elsa. Bam, 1-2 pack. They could even sell it in like a combo pack at the Disney stores.
Damn. It's done. That's marketing brilliance.
It's too bad no one would ever hire me for that.
Well, that's their loss, my friend.
It is. That's true. I appreciate that. How about you, Jason? What are you up to?
Well, I'm playing Fallen Order still, as far as games go. I didn't get very far into it because I just got a lot of stuff going on right now, but I have to post a review of Call of Cthulhu, so I'm sitting on that. I got to get that out. So I figure I'll do that this week. And gotcha. I'm working on the gift guide, which is publishing the early part of the week this week. Doing it in, I think, two parts, like a toys and tabletop and stuff like that, comics, and then a video game section.
There we go.
Cool. That'll be fun. I'm looking forward to that. I always look forward to using the gift guide for at least some ideas.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
I think there's some good ideas in there.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, so do I.
And I have that review that's like in the pipeline, and we just have to literally just hit publish on it. It's for Megaquarium. So, liked it a lot. Thinking that if you're a fan of genre, you gotta play it. Other than that, I started playing Death Stranding today. A lot of fun.
Oh boy.
It's really good. Well,
Eric, stop.
It's good.
Stop. Stop.
Well, it is. You connect the world. It's wonderful.
What does that mean?
No, it's actually a lot more literal than it sounds. Literally,
what?
Disaster. Yeah, there was this disaster.
Yeah,
and basically, it created these like I don't really know exactly what they are. I'll say they're like psychic monsters. And whenever someone dies, these psychic monsters like go to appropriate those bodies and turn them into like more psychic monsters. So all the dead bodies have to be incinerated. But when these first came, it was called like this catastrophe that happened was called Death Stranding.
Why?
I don't know.
That just makes no sense.
But it's actually a really cool like sci-fi world, and I really like the world so far. So like the government collapsed, and now there's this organization, and then like the last president of the United States are trying to reconnect all of the cities into the United Cities of America.
But what does that mean? Like, how literally, are they reconnecting them?
Literally reconnecting on like the internet, like recreating the internet. But they have to be added manually. So you have to to each one.
That's, what's with the baby?
Yeah, I don't know. They call it bridge babies.
Stop it.
Babies. No.
Damn it.
Bridge babies.
They're called babies. Yeah. And they're called that because the company that made them is called Bridges. And like the babies can like see the invisible psychic creatures.
Yeah, they can.
But the babies like are like disposable. Like they wanted you to like incinerate the baby, and Norman Reedus is like, that baby's alive. I'm not doing that. So,
what's with the thing on his shoulder that looks like a camera flash?
That's part of his like equipment for surveying and like delivering stuff. Like it helps you see what terrain is like safe to travel. It helps you see like resources and stuff. It's like a radar, and it also flashes when there's danger nearby. It works with baby bridge baby. Also, when the baby is stressed out, it starts crying through your PlayStation controller.
Oh,
so that's fun. Yeah.
Oh,
screw that noise.
Literally.
So that's fun. Yeah. There've been some. It's the first like hour is really intense, and like, but you know what? I just love the Kojima storytelling. So.
Yeah. I'll pass.
Yeah. Does he work for Verizon?
No, he works for Bridges.
Oh. Oh, that's the... Oh, okay. All
company.
Right.
And his name is Sam Porter Bridges.
I thought they just made...
Work for Bridges.
What?
Yeah. The president's last name is Strand. So, you know.
What? Am I in Bizarro World or something? What the...
Oh,
what?
Is. But, like, this game has some Conan O'Brien's in it.
Why is Conan O'Brien in it?
Guillermo del Toro is in it. We got Norman Reedus. We got lots of good people in this game. Incredible.
Okay, listen. I got one more question for you. I got to know the answer to this. I hope you can tell me. So I see there's like doomsday preppers, but they're like holograms. What is that?
So most people are holograms. That's wrong. Most people aren't holograms. But whenever people like get together in like working situations, most of them project themselves as holograms because when you go outside, there's a thing called timefall is rain, but it ages whatever it touches. So if you're out in the rain and you get wet, you'll just start aging ridiculously quick. So nobody likes to go outside.
You said it was a disaster that led to this. What the hell kind of disaster leads to this?
I don't know. The Death Stranding. That's what it's called.
What the?
They didn't really explain it. I mean, they didn't really explain it. You know, when somebody dies and they don't get, like they're not cremated, their body, like, explodes because, and it, like, wipes out cities. So, like, a nuke-sized explosion.
All right.
So that was fun. I don't think you guys are ever going to play this, so I think I can tell you, but like the second official mission.
Whoop, spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
If you care about spoilers for the second mission, don't listen to the rest of this, I guess. You just, so the president, okay, spoiler alert's over, I'm going now. So the president dies and it turns out that, like, she raised you or whatever.
Okay.
And she died, but you can't leave her body there because it'll explode. So you strap her onto your back and you carry her to the incinerator.
Okay.
That's it.
No, thanks.
That's the game.
Really cheery.
It's like really it. Messed up.
I'm lost, man.
Like, have you ever seen National Lampoon Vacation?
Sure.
Well, yeah, when they put what's her name, the aunt, the grandmom aunt, on yeah. the car.
Yes.
Oh, it's like that. Except you're like walking through like the mountains with her strapped to your back.
Oh, you have to walk like a long ways.
Oh, it's a good long way, yeah. It's not just like a walk up the street. Like, you have to walk all the way away. So.
What's with the whales?
I think the psychic guys kill them.
Oh, why?
And I don't know.
They don't like
truly them? Truly, couldn't answer that for you.
Okay.
But
yeah, this sounds crazy. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
It's absolutely nuts, and like, I didn't realize it, but it's just the sci-fi world that I was like looking to get immersed in right now. It's mm-hmm. so cool. It's like, it's bananas, but it's neat. I like
yeah.
it. Yeah. And there's like a terrible.
Oh, you like it.
It's cool.
Now, why would there be, what's the purpose of the terrorist group?
I don't know. All okay. I know is that they exist and they're keeping the one person hostage. So I have to go.
Oh.
While connecting all of the cities onto the network.
Literally connecting them.
Yeah, literally connecting. I thought it was like Kojima's like, it's about connecting. And I'm like, well, that's metaphorical. No, that's literally what the game's about. Literally. Them for the network. The internet, basically.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, big fan. I've been liking it so far a lot. And
okay.
Oh god. Man. So
Gotti?
It's gonna win some money game, is it?
Yeah, probably not. Probably not, but we'll see how I feel when we by the time I finished it.
It's you can't tell me it's better than Crash Nitro Kart.
I can.
You can't no.
I can. It might not be better than many games this year, but it's better than that one.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I'm just, you know, I can't even say that because I didn't play it, but I don't like Crash Bandicoot Nitro Kart. So
well, it's a little bit of an acquired taste.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's fun for what it is. I just, yeah, never can never get into it. So I've got that love lost.
I want to play Garfield.
Kart? Yeah, me too.
Curious Racing? Is that what it's called?
No, not curious, but it's
Furious.
Yeah.
Curious.
Curiosity killed the cat.
Every time I look at it, I think curious farting for some reason. Because it's the cart.
It's got normals in it.
Yeah, well, what's not to like about that?
No, I didn't say anything bad about that. I like normal.
Everybody knows normal.
I like the first one was kind of fun. I played that.
Yeah.
I liked the, what was it called? The racing game with the old people.
Oh, yeah, you did like that.
I liked that a lot.
Yeah.
It was a kart racing game where you played as...
Coffin Racer.
Coffin, yeah. You played as the old folks and the home folks home, and they were like...
so terrible.
And Death was like always racing behind you. It was great.
That's the terrible part. God. It sounds fun, though, in all seriousness.
It is fun. A little rough around the edges, but it was fun.
Yeah.
I've been playing a lot of the Civ 6 expansions. For the Switch, because they dropped like 2 weeks ago.
How's
so
that?
I got those right before I went to my aunt's house to watch the dog, which is where I went with no internet. And that was a lot of fun, actually. I really, really like it. It adds a lot to the game. But the only problem, apparently, which made me put the game down, is that it's bugged, so you can't win.
Oh,
every time you would the turn where you would win, no matter what win condition, winning triggers a crash. So, I found that out the hard way. Yep.
Wow.
Played 480 rounds, and right as I'm about to reach Alpha Centauri and win a science victory as Korea, I lose. I don't lose the game.
Wow.
So, waiting on a patch.
Yeah. You know, do you find it interesting that you're playing Death Stranding now and you just came from a place where there's no internet?
I didn't think about it, but maybe that lack of connection is what made me crave this.
That's it.
Yeah.
Maybe. I
don't know. You have to connect.
I was just craving Kojima wacky.
Yeah. I wish they'd remake the first Metal Gear Solid.
They did. Yeah,
no, not Twin Snakes.
Oh, okay.
Like a real modern remake.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Because I'd play the hell out of that.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
They need to do that.
I played Medieval.
Oh, yeah. I
forgot to tell you guys I picked that up. It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not even a full price title. I don't think. I think it's $39. Yeah. But it's fun. It's pretty good. The graphics are nice. They're not like spectacular, but it looks good. And you know, plays like Medieval.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty fun.
Nice.
Nah, I apologize. My dog is smashing her food bowl around.
Okay.
Cool. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. I'm playing Jedi right now, but when I'm done with that, I'll go back to Medieval.
Yeah. Yeah, you should play Jedi.
Definitely.
That's definitely on my list.
The story is excellent. Gameplay is terrific. It's beautiful. Yeah. Except for the cookies.
Yeah, except for the...
They kind of look like oatmeal.
Yeah, they look like something. I'm just going to get it. And there's bugs. There's some bugs there. I didn't get any bugs there. One hard reset.
Not
too bad. Yeah, it wasn't too bad. But I don't think I ever fell through the land or anything.
That's good. Yeah. So nothing too, like, horrible like that.
Yeah. That's not as bad as everyone else has been having. So.
Yeah. I know there's that one jump in Dathomir where they say if you go there too early, you can't get back.
Yeah, that's what I was hearing. I didn't know that, though. Or actually, you know what? There were two spaces. I had one hard reset, then I got through this part in a puzzle where I managed to get somewhere where you weren't supposed to, so I had to die and start over.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it was pretty good experience.
That's a great game.
Yeah. Highly recommend.
Cool. All right, guys. I think that's about it, unless anyone else has anything else they want to chat about.
No, I'm good.
Now what? I'll let you know if I actually manage to drive to GameStop tomorrow.
There we go.
Cool. All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening. And I don't plan on making any like long breaks again. So we're gonna be around.
Yes. And that's not just an empty threat.
If it is a threat,
mine might be.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.